Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Ribbity, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 47. Let's talk about Abaye talking to Rebbe and the idea of money and different types of clothing. Abaye objects, did granules, little granules, have any value in Rebbe's house? Of course not. Rebbe was extremely wealthy and had no use for leftover granules. Accordingly, the granules themselves should be muksa as well. Why would he use them? Why does he need them? And should you answer they were fit for the poor and therefore not regarded as muksa, surely it was taught in a braisa, clothing fit for the poor are clothing of poor people and can become tummy when owned by a poor person. Clothing owned by the wealthy is clothing for the wealthy and can become tame when in the possession of the wealthy. Clothing that are fit for the poor only, however, are not considered clothing with regard to wealthy people and cannot become tame when they are owned by the wealthy. This brings to mind the idea, again, we've talked about in the past, the idea of how clothing can befit our status. Clothing can make the man, clothing can make us feel a certain way, and clothing can depict a certain impression on us. If we wear schlumpy clothing, if we wear schlumpy things, we're going to feel schlumpy. But if we wear clothing that is not schlumpy, we wear clothing that is kempt and befits us as working people and as people that are children of the king, that could be so as well. So obviously you should wear clothing in accordance with what you could afford, but it shouldn't be junky clothing, it shouldn't be garbagey clothing, it shouldn't be ripped clothing or stained clothing or clothing that has tears and not befitting us. We are children of the king. We are princes and princesses, you know, royalty of Hashem himself. Hashem is the king of all kings. Hashem is the ruler, the one ruler. So we should walk around with the proper clothing. And we should know that we're only what we're given is what we're supposed to have. And we should make sure that we get clothing that befits us, especially if we're working, especially if it's at home. We shouldn't show up in the pajamas and the pajama shirt. We're not going to feel motivated. We're not going to feel wanting to work. Just as if we were going to work wearing clothing that befits our position, you know, wearing properly professional clothing. So too, even if we're working at home, even if we don't think anyone sees us, Hashem always sees us. Our family always sees us. And what we wear really befits how we're feeling. So if we dress up, even now when I'm working remotely, and I love working remotely, I still dress up and I wear my school shirt, my school pants, especially because I still see my kids. I still see them online and I do sessions for them. But even if they wouldn't know what I'm wearing, even if they wouldn't see pajama pants, I wouldn't wear the pajama pants because I want to make sure that I'm wearing befitting of the fact that I'm a son of Hashem, the one true king, and I'm also working as a professional thing. So when it comes to the clothing, when it comes to dressing properly, even if we're home, we shouldn't be schlumpy. We should still get dressed up, should still get professional. If not for the fact that we're working, it should be at least for the fact that we are royalty, we are children of Hashem, his sons and daughters, and we should dress accordingly and act accordingly as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 48 here on the Audio DDD with Ribbity.